We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
When your old boat feels like an anchor around your wallet, KPR's vehicle donation program is here for you. We'll take your donated vehicle and use it to fund the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your boat, car, or motorcycle at kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's Weekend Edition Saturday. The latest news from NPR just 1 minute away. The time is 7 o'clock.
Administration are not delivering.
The poll finds that nearly 9 in 10 young people are concerned about the price of food and the cost of health care. Plus, about a third think they're going to be worse off financially than their parents. Alina Moore, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. One person is dead and another hospitalized following a shooting and stabbing at the Panasonic plant in DeSoto. Officers were called to the plant around 11 o'clock yesterday morning in response to a stabbing. In a press release, Sheriff Byron Roberson says the suspect in the stabbing was shot by law enforcement officers. That suspect was pronounced dead around 11:30 a.m. The stabbing victim remains hospitalized in critical conditions. The names of the suspect and the victim have not been released. No law enforcement officials were injured. The Panasonic plant was evacuated during the incident, which remains under investigation. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas wants the Senate to amend part of a defense bill that he says will make flying less safe. Moran and other senators say the provision will roll back safety regulations put in place after a commercial flight from Wichita collided with a military hospital near Reagan Washington National Airport. 67 people were killed.
There is fragility in the safety of our air system. Now is not the time. Now is not the time to step back from these efforts.
Moran has sponsored legislation aimed at increasing aviation safety, especially around congested airspace. It would require better tracking technology for all aircraft, including those operated by the military. In the NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament, KU fell to first-ranked Nebraska in the Sweet 16 3-0.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
Mostly cloudy skies today. We have a slight chance of freezing rain between 11 o'clock and 4 o'clock today. Highs only around 28 degrees. Winds from the northeast, 5 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and cold tonight and tomorrow. Lows tonight around 9 degrees. Highs tomorrow in the mid-20s. This is KPR.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
The Trump administration says its strikes on alleged drug boats are legal, but experts disagree. Service members are caught in the middle.
It's hard to be a soldier and make determinations in any situation, but it's especially hard in a situation like this.
Some service members are seeking outside legal advice. That's coming up at 7:35 on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. What are you doing tonight? Hope you're coming to Liberty Hall to join us for KPR's annual Big Band Christmas. It's tonight and features the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, Yuletide songs, and some classic Kansas City jazz. Get your ticket now at Liberty Hall and at Ticketmaster. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org, and we'll see you tonight at KPR's Big Band Christmas.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of freezing rain. Highs today around 28 degrees. It's 24 in Lawrence, 26 in Emporia, 25 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Confusion and worry some service members have about what they are being ordered to do. Again, Steve Wolford.
I think what a lot of people have talked about as concern is the consequences of what happens should be based on what the laws are, but I'm concerned that they have more to do with the politics. Then it just becomes this complicated guessing game of who's going to be in charge and what are they going to say is right, as opposed to maybe a more solid foundation of we have accepted rules we can just go by.
And that, he says, is a very difficult position for members of the military to be in. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
NPR reporter Jude Jaffe Block has been tracking the unprecedented ways the Trump administration is collecting and using personal data.
He's a category of U.S. citizen that this SAVE system is unable to identify as a citizen.
How one U.S. citizen's voter registration was incorrectly canceled, and the larger issues surrounding data. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, just how many species are there on Earth? Scientists have identified 2.5 million, but they say there are many, many more. Just ahead, a study shows we're finding new species like never before. That from Nathan Rott, coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of freezing rain. Highs not a whole lot warmer than we are right now. Highs expected in the upper 20s. It's 24 in Lawrence, 24 in Manhattan, 23 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR coming up at 8:01, followed by Kansas and regional news at 8:04. Stay with us.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
The holiday season arrives this evening on Live at Green Lady Lounge. We'll hear Tim Whitmer's Good Time Quartet performing original songs for the season, including Christmas in Waukini, plus some familiar Christmas tunes, too. Live at Green Lady Lounge this evening at 6 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio.
Loaded magazine, silencer, and a red notebook with writings in it. But Mangione's lawyers say that backpack was searched without a warrant, which means those items should not be admissible at trial. They also say that statements Mangione made to police before he was informed of his right to remain silent should not be admissible. The hearings are set to continue next week. Sarah Ventry, NPR News, New York.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. One person is dead and another remains hospitalized following a shooting and stabbing at the Panasonic plant in DeSoto. Officers were called to the battery plant around 11 o'clock yesterday morning in response to a stabbing. They found the victim with multiple stab wounds. Johnson County Sheriff Byron Roberson says officers fatally shot the suspect in the stabbing. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The stabbing victim remains hospitalized in critical condition. The names of the victim and the suspect have not been released. The Panasonic plant was evacuated during the incident, which remains under investigation. The women's volleyball season ended for the Kansas Jayhawks last night when top-ranked Nebraska swept them 3-0. The Jayhawks fell behind 10-1 in the opening set and never recovered. KU coach Matt Ulmer says the undefeated Huskers can make anyone look bad.
I think we did a lot of good things. You just don't feel good about it. So it's because, again, their connections are so sharp.
In Ulmer's first year at KU, the Jayhawks finished with a 24-11 record. A National Democratic Committee has its eye on Kansas as a place to pick up seats in the state legislature. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee has put Kansas on its list of 11 states where they are trying to break or prevent Republican supermajorities. Kansas Republicans have maintained a supermajority in the state legislature since 2010. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
Mostly cloudy skies today. We have a slight chance of freezing rain between 11 o'clock and 4 o'clock this afternoon. Highs today in the upper 20s, winds from the northeast, 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and cold tonight with lows around 9 degrees, wind chill values between 4 and 1 below. It's 24 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, with an opportunity to shop for holiday gifts at their annual art fair this Saturday and Sunday at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
Speaking of the holidays, coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, in Salzburg, Austria, Christmas involves both St. Nicholas and Krampus. We'll explore that holiday tradition coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Later today, join us for Classics by Request. This afternoon, we'll hear a symphony with bagpipes, perhaps one you've never heard before, and some requests you have heard, like the Christmas portion of Messiah. It's Classics by Request with Destiny, the show where you pick the playlist. You can let Destiny know what you'd like to hear by going to kansaspublicradio.org, Classics by Request.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Weekend Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. Information at kansascitypbs.org.
We've got mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of freezing rain today, highs in the upper 20s, with winds from the northeast, gusts up to 20 miles per hour. It's 26 degrees in Emporia, 24 here in Lawrence, 24 in Manhattan. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from the
market for a car. You know the price for a new whip is high. The average price for a new car is now $50,000. One reason, automakers got rid of the cheaper models.
All these vehicles are gone, and there are very few vehicles in that $20,000 range on the market these days.
That conversation, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts, Aisha Roscoe and me, Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Saturday and Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker, available to watch on demand on the PBS app or YouTube.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, a woman in North Carolina left her front yard Christmas tree half decorated. It's a protest of sorts after ICE agents arrested men helping her decorate the tree. We'll hear that story coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theaterlawrence.com.
Join us tonight for a big band Christmas, KPR's annual holiday bash at Liberty Hall. We'll be with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra with tunes of the season, holiday favorites, all served up jazz style. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com and at the Liberty Hall box office. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Legacy Box. Support for NPR comes from this station and from Subaru. The Subaru Share the Love event runs through January 2nd. By year's end, Subaru and its retailers will have donated more than $350 million to charity. Subaru, more than a car company. And from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy and helping clients find balance. Clients are matched with one of 30,000 therapists for online therapy from anywhere. At betterhelp.com/public. This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR, just about a minute and a half away, followed by news from KPR Newsroom. Then stay with us later today. It's Classics by Request with Destiny, the show where you pick the playlist. Today on Classics by Request, we'll hear a symphony with one of my favorite instruments, the bagpipes. That's on Classics by Request from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR News in Berlin, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Rob Schmitz. This hour, the latest from Washington State, where an atmospheric river dumped a foot of rain, causing historic flooding. Also, more tariffs, but now it's Mexico punishing products from China. And a new film about climate change that does not mention climate change. It shows its impact on people. And what's it like for the drummer of one of the world's biggest rock bands to manage feuding frontmen?
Put the tin helmet on and get down in the bunker.
Pink Floyd's Nick Mason remembers the battle as the band made the album Wish You Were Here 50 years ago. First, the news. It's Saturday, December 13th, 2025.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Belarus has released more than 120 prisoners. A U.S. statement says they include the Nobel Peace Prize laureate Alice Belyatsky. The release, in exchange for sanctions relief, follows negotiations with an envoy for President Trump. Meanwhile, international human rights groups are condemning the reported arrest of another Peace Prize laureate, Narges Mohammadi, in Iran. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
53-year-old Narges Mohammadi is widely known for her fight for women's rights and democracy in Iran. She was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2023 while she was incarcerated at Iran's notorious Evin prison. A year ago, the Iranian authorities granted Mohammadi temporary leave from her 13-year sentence for health reasons. Her supporters say Mohammadi was at a memorial for a human rights lawyer when police rearrested her. It's unclear whether she will be returned to prison.
The Nobel Committee is calling on Iranian authorities to clarify Mohammadi's whereabouts. Iran has not confirmed the arrest. U.S. military will host an international conference in Qatar next week. Its aim is to plan the force that will be deployed in Gaza in the next stage of the Hamas-Israel ceasefire. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Tel Aviv.
A U.S. official not authorized to speak publicly says the conference will meet on Tuesday in the Qatari capital Doha, and more than 25 countries will be there. It's being convened by the U.S. Central Command, which coordinates military activities with allies in the Middle East. The official says countries won't be expected to commit troops at this conference to the international force. That force will monitor compliance with a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel, which has seen numerous flare-ups and fighting since it was agreed to in October. The U.S. official says the conference will discuss the command structure and other matters related to the security force. Jerome Sokolowski, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The week on Wall Street, dominated by the Federal Reserve and worries about the tech bubble. As NPR's Maria Aspen reports, all three major U.S. stock markets were down on Friday.
The Federal Reserve cut interest rates again, as widely expected, and said it's entering wait-and-see mode about the economy. Investors responded by sending the Dow and the S&P 500 to record highs on Thursday. It was a good week for non-tech stocks like United Health Group and Johnson & Johnson. But the big tech companies that have been dominating the markets sparked more fears about an AI bubble. Shares in chipmaker Broadcom plunged, as did shares in Oracle, Larry Ellison's cloud computing company. Ellison's family is also trying to buy Warner Brothers Discovery. He ended the week billions of dollars poorer on paper, though he's still one of the wealthiest people in the world. Maria Aspen, NPR News, New York.
And from Washington, this is NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. One person is dead and another remains hospitalized following a shooting and stabbing at the Panasonic plant in DeSoto. Officers were called to the Panasonic battery plant around 11 o'clock yesterday morning in response to a stabbing. They found the victim with multiple stab wounds. Johnson County Sheriff Byron Roberson says officers fatally shot the suspect in the stabbing. They were pronounced dead at the scene. The stabbing victim remains hospitalized in critical condition. The names of the victim and the suspect have not been released. The Panasonic plant was evacuated during the incident, which remains under investigation. The women's volleyball season ended for the Kansas Jayhawks last night when top-ranked Nebraska swept them 3-0. The Jayhawks fell behind 10-1 in the opening set and never recovered. KU coach Matt Ulmer says the undefeated Huskers can make anyone look bad.
Jayhawks senior Ryan Swanson of McPherson, Kansas, is one of the Jayhawk holdovers from last season and helped KU make it to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2021.
Unfortunately, that's the wrong audio. My apologies for that. In Ulmer's first year at KU, the Jayhawks finished with a 24-11 record. This marked KU's fourth appearance in the Sweet 16 in program history. And in men's basketball, KU's in North Carolina today. They play North Carolina State at 4:30 this afternoon. Kansas State men play at Creighton, that game at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
Mostly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of freezing rain. Highs today in the upper 20s, winds from the northeast with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight with lows around 9 degrees. Under cloudy skies, it's 23 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.